Cecile de Kinguey has just come off stage at the Island at Hillside. An absolutely fabulous set. You must be like on cloud nine after a set like that.
You know, it's been a beautiful day. Like we drove in yesterday, and so today is the first like Hillside experience as a performer or invited artist, and the welcome has just been overwhelmingly beautiful. This morning at the Gospel Workshop and this afternoon for our set, it's just such lovely vibes that you float, you know, and you're reminded that this is what it's about. It's not about the tunes, it's not about performing, it's about the communion that we have, sharing a live concert experience, you know, that exchange of energy and realizing that we are actually one, right? And we're one through music, and that's just priceless.
You did say some wonderful things during the show. We'll talk about them in a few moments and certainly talk about your music. But I want to take things back because you mentioned, I think your family's originally from Cameroon, is that right?
Cameroon. Both my parents born and raised there. And then they moved to France to study and fought for independence from there, and then went back once the country was freed from French and British rule. And eventually immigrated back to France and then to the States, which is where I am, yeah. And now I've been in Montreal for 20-odd years.
And Montreal now feels like home?
It's home, it's definitely home, and Canada is home, and all the places I've lived are home, you know, and it's you know, when you feel connected to a place, to a people, to a society, it's an extra home, right? So I've got several homes.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because, you know, when you talk about things, it's like all of these life experiences that you collect, they all become part of you.
Absolutely. And I think all of us, we're the sum of what we've lived, right? And what we experience and who we meet. Everybody, everything affects how we evolve as human beings. So, yeah, definitely.
So tell us about the music. I didn't realize that the album that you currently have out, which is part two of the...
Part two of Anybody Listening.
It's Anybody Listening.
Yeah.
And that's actually a trilogy.
Yeah.
Take us through the trilogy.
So the idea was, because I've been touring a trio pretty much almost exclusively for the last, 6 years. And the folks who knew me as a solo artist just with my acoustic were like, well, yeah, the trio is great, but we miss you alone. And I was like, well, what is it that you miss? And they're like, I don't know, it's just a different energy. So I maybe go, okay, so if I take the same tunes and I play them alone versus play them with folks that I love, and if I play them in front of an audience, how does that change? Like, what is it that changes in the energy? What is it that changes in my delivery? What is it that changes in the mood or the intent or any of that stuff? So that was the idea behind the trilogy. So part one, monologues, is solo acoustic. Dialogues, it's with a rhythm section and invited and guest singers. And then part three, communion, is bringing in the audience. So it's going to be a live recording and see how that affects the tunes and how we deliver them and the energy, right?
Oh, that sounds so cool. When is that likely to be released?
Well, I'm aiming for next year or 2020.
Okay, and where are you going to record that, in Montreal?
That's what I'm still trying to figure out, because there are a lot of places that I've really enjoyed playing. Originally, I was going to do it just a 2 or 3 nighter in Montreal, and I was like, but, you know, like, there are a lot of different spots where the audiences are just beautiful, and it would be neat to capture that. So then it becomes a question of logistics. So that's why it's taking longer than expected, because I really want to do it right.
You know, your music's pretty interesting, because you really do cross over. You know, you can get up on a folk festival stage and be loved for everything it is. You're obviously perfect for the blues as well, but also kind of there's a little bit of jazzy feel to that too.
Well, I'm a cultural mutt and I'm a musical mutt, right? Like I love music full stop. So then it's a matter of what box people feel most comfortable putting you in for them. I don't choose a box. To me, it's music, whether I'm playing blues, soul, reggae, jazz, rock, like any of it, bikutsi, whatever. To me, it's a continuum. So for me, it all makes sense. And what doesn't make sense to me is trying to pigeonhole music into a very narrow genre or existence, right? Because music is, it's part of all the meeting cultural, like, mishmash that we are, right? And why would we not allow that to live within a genre, or why would I not express all the different sides, cultural sides that I have within, like, in my music?
Now, when you were performing, you talked a little bit about your family. You mentioned your mother. You have a song about her kitchen that's in there. Are your parents both musical as well?
They were. My pop used to play trumpet when he was younger. And my mom used to sing in a choir and play piano. And then all the siblings, I'm the last of eight kids, and all of us dabble in something, whether it's vocals or instruments. Only two of us are professional musicians, but all of us play or sing. Yeah.
So you have lots of fun. You travel a lot, though. I think that you're on the road quite a bit.
Yeah, well, the last few years, like, have been great for traveling. Like, we traveled across the country back and forth. We crossed the pond and played in the Netherlands and Germany and Belgium, and it's just been you know, that's the one thing that I feel blessed, because I love traveling, I love discovering the world. I would love to be able to see as many countries as my pop did in his lifetime, which is almost all of them, and just meet people and actually live empirically, like, the differences, right? And actually learn through experience, you know, what are the different cultures, and yeah, I hope I have enough time, you know, here, down here, before I pass, to actually, you know, see as much of the world as possible and meet as many different people as possible, because that's how we understand the human condition, right? It's actually meeting other human beings and discussing and discovering different ways of thinking life, of living life, of being. So, yeah, I love traveling for that, because every time I learn something.
And sharing that message of inclusivity, I mean, that came through very clearly, and certainly in a place like Hillside, which is based around the idea that we're community, that we're family, that we need to care for each other, we need to respect each other, we need to respect the environment. It makes it a perfect fit to bring someone like you in.
Oh, I think we're a perfect fit.
Yeah, bring me back.
Absolutely, anytime.
No, that's great. If people want to learn more about your music, how can they do that?
Well, the website is cdkmusik.com, and you can sign up for the newsletter as well to be kept up to date as to the touring and to the albums coming out and whatever else, and also all the social media. So Twitter, my face, all that, Facebook, all of that stuff. And yeah, and I like getting messages. I answer messages as much as possible. And I do believe that right now there are some folks who've realized that they can make a lot of money keeping us divided. So the idea is to keep us united. So even if it's just to say hi, even if it's just a wave or whatever else on social media, it's important for us to stay connected and to keep the current going, the chain going among human beings. Because once we feel disconnected to each other, that's when they can manipulate us into harming each other as opposed to helping each other have a better quality of life. So yeah, by all means.
It's been an absolute pleasure to see you perform. Everybody loved you in that tent. You had them. It's always great when you see an artist have an audience in their palm of their hand, but the way at the end, you know, you brought them in, you involved them in the set, they all loved it. We loved having you at Hillside. We only have one thing left to do, and that's to pick the next piece of music we're going to play. What is it going to be?
Thankful, because I'm very thankful to have been invited into the Hillside community.
Is that on the second?
On the second album.
Okay.
On the Dialogues.
This is Cecile de Kingay with Thankful from, anybody listening, The Dialogues. We're at the Hillside Festival and Jan Hall for Folk Roots Radio. And I think I might be in love with this woman, which is going to get complicated.
Thank you. Cheers. That's fun. Thank you.
I got shelter, even got a bed. Got running water and I never go unfed. That's more than most, so who the hell am I to complain? I live in a country, stable and at peace, where I can voice all my griefs and beliefs. How many people are denied the right to freedom of speech? I won't take for granted the good things in life that lessen my burden and help shine my light. Today I'm simply happy to be alive. Easy on troubled times, I'm thankful. Today I'm simply happy to be alive. Family, friends, boy, with child, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the love they make me feel. I'm thankful for the wounds they help me heal. I'm thankful, 'cause in a peace or strife, all in all, I got a good life. Front of the bus, I've got an education denied most of us. I have the right to choose, the right to say no to unwanted touch. I don't keep up with the Joneses, 'cause I'm running a different race. And I'm surrounded by people who make sure I finish mine in first place. Take for granted the good things in life that lessen my burden and help shine my light. Today I'm simply happy to be alive. Easy on troubled times, I'm thankful. Today I'm simply happy to be alive. Family, friends, boy, child, I'm thankful. I'm thankful for the love they made me feel. I'm thankful for the wounds they help me heal. I'm thankful, 'cause in a peace or strife, all in all, I got a good life. Got a good life.